بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، welcome everyone to our session on مراقي السعادات of Imam Abu al-Ikhlas الشرنبولالي رحمه الله. We completed the Kitab al-Tahara, the book on purification. We're now beginning بإذن الله تعالى on the book of Salah. We'll begin reading the text and then we'll go through it بإذن الله. قال شيخ إمام الشرنبولالي رحمه الله ونفعنا الله به كتاب الصلاة: الأوقات خمسة: وقت الصبح من الفجر الصادق إلى طلوع الشمس، والظهر من الزوال إلى أن يصير الظل كل شيء مثليه أو مثله سوى ظل الاستواء، واختار الثاني الطحاوي وهو قول صاحبين، ووقت العصر منه إلى الغروب، والمغرب منه إلى غروب الشفق الأحمر على المفتى به، والعشاء والوتر منه إلى الصبح، ولا يقدم الوتر على العشاء للترتيب، ويستحب الإسفار بالفجر وإبراد بظهر الصيف، وتأخير العصر ما لم تتغير الشمس، وتعجيل ظهر الشتاء والمغرب، وتعجيل العصر والعشاء في غيم، ويؤخر غيرهما فيه. فصل: ثلاثة أوقات لا يصح فيها ما لزم قبلها عند طلوع الاستواء والغروب إلا عصر يومه، وتكره فيها النوافل كوقت الخطبة وقبل الفجر بأكثر من سنته وبعده مطلقا وبعد العصر وقبل المغرب، ولا يجمع بين الفردين في وقت إلا في عرفة ومزدلفة، فللحج الجمع بين الظهر والعصر وعليه تأخير المغرب للعشاء بمزدلفة. The Sheikh rahimahullah, he says, the times of the prayer are five. Al-awqatu khamsa. The first time of the prayer is waqtu subh min al-fajr sadiq ila tulu'i shams. The first timing of the prayer is the morning time, the time of fajr or subh, which is from the entry of the true dawn. That is when the light fills the horizon, and not just a sort of the zodiacal light, the kind of triangular pillar that briefly appears and then it goes dark again. So al-fajr al-sadiq, the true dawn, ila tulu'i shams, until, you know, before the sun rises. والظهر من الزوال إلى أن يصير ظل كل شيء مثليه أو مثله سواء ظل الاستواء، واختار الثاني الطحاوي وهو قول صاحبين. The time of ظهر is from the midday, the زوال, until when the shadow of objects either reach double their length, مثليهي, i.e. the object is twice its length, أو مثلهو, or the shadow is equivalent to its own length, سِوَى ذِلِّ الْإِسْتِوَى, minus or excluding the length of the shadow at midday. The second understanding was وَاخْتَارَ ثَانِيُ إِمَامَ الطَّحَاوِيُّ. Imam al-Tahawi, the great Hanafi jurist and muhaddith, he wrote the creed works known as the Aqidat al-Tahawiyya. He preferred Wakhtar al-Thani, he preferred the second, and that was also preferred by the two eminent students of Imam Abu Hanifa al-Sahiban, Imam Abu Yusuf, or Imam Muhammad bin Hassan al-Shaybani rahimahumullah. Then the waqt al-asr minhu ila al-ghurub. So asr starts from either when the object reaches twice its the shadow of an object reaches twice its length, or equivalent to its own length, whichever one of these opinions, Asr starts from that differed timing until the sun sets. إِلَى الْغُرُوبِ. So what, the Asr starts at the time in which there is that disagreement regarding the shadow length of an object until right before sunset. وَالْمَغْرِبِ مِنْهُ إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّفَقِ الْأَحْمَرِ عَلَى الْمُفْتَى بِهِ. And Maghrib begins, the time of Maghrib, the time for the Maghrib prayer, begins from the point of sunset until the disappearance of the red twilight. And that is according to what the fatwa is given. The disappearance of the red is according to what the fatwa is given, even though the opinion of the Imam, Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was that the Shafaq al-Abyad should disappear, the white glow or the white twilight to disappear from the horizon. Anyway, from the Hanafi school, this is the fatwa that's given, and this is the opinion of his students, Imam Abu Yusuf and Hassan al-Shaybani, rahimahullah. The time of Isha, the fifth time, وَالْعِشَاءُ وَالْوِتْرُ مِنْهُ إِلَى الصُّبْحِ. Isha begins, and the time of Witr begins from that point, i.e. the point from which the red twilight disappears from the horizon, or the white, depending on which opinion, until the time of Fajr starts, which is وَقْتُ صُبْحْ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ صَادِقِ إِلَى طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, i.e. when the true dawn occurs. Then he says, rahimahullah, وَلَا يُقَدِّمُ الْوِتْرُ عَلَى الْعِشَاءِ لِلْتَرْتِيبِ. One may not pray the witr prayer, the three rak'ah, the three units of prayer that is mandatory, before the Isha prayer, due to the condition of praying them in order, due to the tarteeb. One must pray them in order. Then he says, now he talks about recommended times to pray. And this is, of course, applies to men mainly. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ الْإِسْفَارِ بِالْفَجَرِ. It is highly recommended to offer the Fajr prayer when light begins to first appear, the Isfar. Isfar bil-Fajr. So that is when there's just a delay. Delay the Fajr just before sunrise. Then he says, وَالْإِبْرَادُ بِالظُّهْرِ الصَّيْفِ. And Dhuhr time in the summer, when the weather is cooler. So to pray Dhuhr when it's cooler, if it's the summertime. وتأخير العصر ما لم تتغير الشمس. To pray the late afternoon prayer, the Asr prayer, to delay it before the sun starts to change its color, goes from bright to pale. وتعجيل الظهر الشتاء والمغرب. It is recommended to pray the Dhuhr as soon as one can, if it's a winter time, and for Maghrib as well. It's always recommended to pray Maghrib, you know, on its time as quickly as one can. But the Dhuhr time, if it's winter, then one ought to pray Dhuhr as quickly as one can. وَتَعْجِيلُ الْعَصْرِ وَالْعِشَاءِ فِي غَيْمٍ. In cloudy weather, it's recommended to pray the Asr prayer and the Isha prayer soon as the time enters. وَيُؤَخِّرُ غَيْرُهُمَا فِيهِ. While for the other prayers, to delay them somewhat is recommended. So when it's cloudy, it's better to pray the Asr quickly and the Isha, but the other prayers, is better to delay them. So Fajr, the morning prayer, Dhuhr, the afternoon prayer, Maghrib. The reason why these are delayed is to ensure that the times have truly entered, to avoid that doubt, to as a precautionary measure. Then he talks about the section on three times of the day where it is not valid to pray the obligatory prayers before these times. Becomes invalid when it's prayed in these times. So there are three times where he says, ثلاثة أوقات لا يصح فيها ما لزم قبلها. There are three times of the day in which the salah, in which any prayer that was obviously obligatory from the five prayers, any prayer from the five prayers that was obligatory before these times, the times that he's just about to mention, such prayers become invalid if performed in these times. So what are these three times of prayer that are that one should not pray in? The first, عند طلوع, at sunrise. One should not pray any prayer exactly at sunrise. والاستواء, at midday. Like when the shadows stop shortening and the sun is poised in the sky. And then والغروب, and then as the sun is setting. إلا عصر يومه, except for the عصر of that day. One prays the عصر, but one will be sinful for delaying it for that long. So these are the three times when one is not allowed to pray any of the obligatory prayers, even though in other times it will be obligatory to pray them before these times. So at the time the sun is rising, at midday, and at the time the sun is setting. وَتُكْرَهُ فِيهَا النَّوَافِلُ. And then he talks about when is it, you know, really disliked to pray the recommended prayers, the extra prayers, the supererogatory prayers, the voluntary prayers. وَتُكْرَهُ فِيهَا النَّوَافِلُ كَوَقْتِ الْخُطْبَةِ. It is disliked to pray any voluntary prayer, non-fard prayer, like sunnah غير مؤكدة or sunnah مؤكدة, نوافل prayer, at the time the khutbah is being given. And then he says, وقبل الفجر, and before the obligatory Fajr prayer, one shouldn't be praying any prayer. بأكثر من سنته. Because this is the time when the two rak'ah sunnah is being prayed anyway. وبعده مطلقا, and after the obligatory prayer of Fajr, without exception. So it's disliked to pray after the obligatory prayer Fajr is performed. وَبَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ وَقَبْلَ الْمَغْرِبِ, after the Asr prayer is performed until sunset. So these times are disliked. After Asr and before Maghrib, one shouldn't be praying any voluntary prayers. One should not pray any voluntary prayers before the Fajr prayer or after the Fajr prayer. And neither should one be praying at the time of the khutbah, the sermon being given, delivered by the imam. ولا يجمع بين فردين في وقت إلا في عرفة ومزدلفة. For the Hanafis, it is not valid to combine any two obligatory prayers in one prayer time, like combining Dhuhr and Asr, or combining Maghrib and Isha. Illa, except fi Arafah wa Muzdalifah, except at the time of Arafah, except in the place of Arafah and Muzdalifah during the Hajj. فَلِلْحَاجِّ الْجَمْعُ بَيْنَ الظُّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَأْخِيرُ الْمَغْرِبِ لِلْعِشَاءِ بِمُزْدَلِفَةِ. The Hajj, the pilgrim, may combine Dhuhr and Asr in the time of Dhuhr on the day of Arafah, and he must combine Maghrib and Isha at Muzdalifah at the time of Isha. So one delays the Maghrib to the time of Isha at Muzdalifah, and one can combine the Dhuhr and the Asr at Arafah in the time of Dhuhr. Then he goes on to the next section, rahimahullah. Al-Adhanu wal-Iqamatu sunnatun lil-awqat al-khamsi wal-jum'ati duna ma siwaha. Wa-idha sami' al-masnuna minhu ajab al-mu'adhdina ثم دعا بالوسيلة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويكبر أربعا في أوله ويثني باقي ألفاظه والإقامة مثله فيقول الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله ويزيد في الفجر الصلاة خير من النوم مرتين بعد الفلاح وفي الإقامة قد قامت الصلاة مرتين ويترسل فيه ويتمهل ويسرع في الإقامة ويجلس بينهما إلا في المغرب وكره أذان الجنوب وإقامته وإقامة المحدث ولا يجزئ بغير لسان العربي وإن علم أنه أذان في الأصح ويستحب أن يكون المؤذن صالحا عالما بسنة والأوقات الصلاة وعلى طهر مستقبل القبلة واضعا إصبعيه في أذني ويحول وجهه يمينا وشمالا بالصلاح والفلاح. The section on the call to prayer, the adhan, and the commencement of the prayer, the iqama. He says, الأذان والإقامة سنة لأوقات الخمس والجمعة دون ما سواهما. دون ما سواها. The adhan and the iqama are strong sunnahs or emphasized sunnahs for the five daily prayers and the Friday prayer, but not for any other prayer. Duna ma siwaha. Wa idha sami' al-masnuna minhu ajab al-mu'adhdina. When one hears the adhan being called, سَمِعَ الْمَسْنُونَ مِنْهُ. When one hears the adhan being called according to the sunnah, according to the practice and way of the Prophet عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ, أَجَابَ الْمُؤَذِّنَ, he should respond to the one performing the call to prayer, the muadhin. Then he should make supplications for the Prophet. ثُمَّ دَعَى بِالْوَسِيلَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, i.e. he should pray to grant our Prophet the high station or the station of mediation. And that's when the supplication is made after the adhan. الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة. So one must pray for that the Prophet, make dua for the Prophet to be granted the station of mediation or wasila, which is the high rank. ويكبر أربعا في أوله ويثني باقي الفاضي. The phrase Allahu Akbar is God is great. He said four times at the beginning, while the remaining phrases are recited twice, are said twice. ويثني باقي الفاضي. والإقامة مثله. According to the Hanafis, the Iqama is exactly like the Adhan. Except for the additions, which he mentioned below. But the words of the Adhan is to say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, four times. Then it is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I testify that there is no one, no deity, nothing worthy of worship except Allah, twice. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, then to testify that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, twice. Then to say, come to the prayer, Hayya ala al-falah, hasten to the prayer, twice. Then to say, Hayya ala al-salah, and then to say, Hayya ala al-falah, hasten to the good, twice. May come to success. Then to conclude with Allahu Akbar twice, and then La ilaha illallah once. Now, in the Fajr prayer, for the Fajr prayer, two additions are made. يزيد في الفجر الصلاة خير من النوم. A prayer is better than sleep. That is recited twice. That is recited after حي على الفلاح. So one says حي على الفلاح, حي على الفلاح, الصلاة خير من النوم, الصلاة خير من النوم. So that's the two additions for the adhan. Now for the iqama, the call to the prayer before its commencement, the iqama, the addition that's recited twice is قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. So after one says حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, one says قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ وَقَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. So these are the two additions made. قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ means the prayer has commenced, the prayer has commenced. Then he says, the person making the adhan, وَيَتَرَسَّلُ فِيهِ وَيَتَمَهَّلُ. The one making or performing the call to the prayer should يَتَرَسَّلُ فِيهِ. He should pause between, take short pauses between each set of phrases. وَيَتَمَهَّلُ. And he should, in a pace himself. But وَيُسْرِعُ فِي الْإِقَامَةِ. But when it comes to the iqama, he must hasten it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. So when he does the إقامة الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. That would be fast, but for the adhan he will have to say it now with pause. الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then he pauses. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And he pauses like in between the phrases. وَيَجْلِسُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ. And he ought to sit in between performing the adhan and the iqama, except for the Maghrib Salah, because one needs to perform the Maghrib Salah as quickly as one can. And then the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, وَكُرِهَ أَذَانُ الْجُنُبُ وَإِقَامَتُهُ. It is disliked for someone in a state of major ritual impurity, i.e. in a state requiring ghusl, to make the adhan and the iqama. He ought not to do it. Though it be valid, but he ought not to. performing. And so the best thing is to do is to repeat it. Then he says, someone requiring ghusl and someone requiring wudu, someone in a minor state of ritual impurity. So it's better to have them be repeated. وَلَا يُجْزِئُ بِغَيْرِ اللِّسَانِ الْعَرَبِيِّ. It is not permitted to recite the adhan or the iqama except in the Arabic language as it has been transmitted according to the sunnah. وَإِنْ عُلِمَ أَنَّهُ أَذَانٌ فِي الْأَصَحِ. Even if it is known that it is the adhan, even if one understands that it's the adhan, it nevertheless, it must be performed in Arabic, and that is the sound of position in the school. Then he says, وَيُسْتَحَبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ صَالِحًا. It is recommended that the person performing the adhan, calling the call to prayer, making the call to prayer, be a righteous person. عَالِمًا بِسُنَّةِ وَأَوْقَاتِ الصَّلَاةِ. It is recommended that he be someone who knows the sunnah of how to perform the adhan, as well as he knows the prayer times. It is recommended that he must be in a state of ritual purity. We just mentioned that it's disliked to have someone perform the adhan and the iqama in a state of ritual impurity, whether requiring a ghusl or wudu. So he ought to be in a state of ritual purity, tuhur, mustaqbil al qibla. One should face the qibla, wadi'an isba'ihi fi udhanay. One should put their index fingers in each ear when they're making the adhan and the iqama. Wa yuhawwil wajhahu yaminan wa shimalan bis-salati wal-falah. So one turns one's face towards the right when one says hayya 'ala as-salah, and then to the left when one says hayya 'ala al-falah. So hayya 'ala as-salah, and then hayya 'ala al-falah for the adhan. So that concludes the section on adhan and iqama, as well as the times of the prayer. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, next week we will look at babu shuruti salah wa arkanuha. We will look at the conditions of the prayer and their integrals, their pillars. So I will stop there, and if there's any questions, I will take it. Otherwise, we will begin our session next time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, if there's no questions, until our next session, we hope to see you, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. ونراكم على خير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.